Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big and ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of The Killer Bees.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, bringing you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
What a big town! Hey, how we doing?
Bees Blank, I am Branham, it is Brian behind. Who else is that in there with you, Brian?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. How long have you been with us, Tyler?
He's been an intern the
couple of years.
The entire semester, but he's always been in the morning, and not the shift.
It's the first time I've seen you, right? I think it's the first time I've
possibly,
seen Tyler.
Yeah.
I usually big league the interns, but usually I know their face.
Well, it's very big of you.
Probably don't know your name, but I know your face. It's the first time I've seen that face.
You usually know him as Hey You.
No, I usually don't talk to him at all.
Okay.
Usually I wait until I get on air and then throw him under the bus.
Wait,
let him get some
real-world
experience.
Tyler, you've made it because he addressed you. There you go.
I looked up. I was like, who is that conscious on Brian's shoulder? Like, who is that guy? Appreciate you helping, Tyler. Pretty soon, Brian's going to have you running the board because anytime he has an intern back there, he takes half the day off.
No, time out. So I'm sitting there in the bullpen, and Brian basically gets through the pleasantries with Tyler and just says, so – How's your training been going so far? And he's good. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to fast track this because it's the only way you're really going to learn. So today,
right. You're
just going to get your hands on training. We're going to have you start running breaks. I'm like, oh, Brian's taking the day off.
Yeah. Prime time drive home show in one of the biggest cities in America. And we got, not that you're not going to do a great job, intern Tyler, but here you go. Throw them into the wolves. Here, that's how much Brian thinks of the Killer Bees.
I want when Tyler eventually does this shift when we're out on remote and I'm engineering with you guys to be ready to go.
Okay.
Only way you get there is by trial by fire.
This is the kind of stuff you do in St. Paul. This is the kind of stuff you do in like Waco. You don't do this kind of stuff in the city of Houston. No, absolutely not. Tyler, where'd you go to school? This isn't going well.
He's a Philly fan, by the way.
Oh, he actually went to the same place I went to, Alvin Community College.
Oh, okay. We couldn't get a Cougar?
I mean.
No one knew of H is available?
No.
Shows you we don't have any nepotism around here. Mocha McCullers is going to return to the big leagues on Sunday. He gets his start, scene of the crime-ish. We think he aggravated the elbow in Chicago. There was the champagne bottle. He did pitch the following year. Because last time he pitched was actually the 2022 World Series. But we think that the line of demarcation whenever he injured the elbow was the 2021 ALDS against Chicago. Remember, I hate when people say that he pitched on short rest. He didn't pitch on short rest. He pitched a day earlier than scheduled. What do you mean? How's that not different? Because he had 4 days rest. Mm-hmm. Like, that's normal rest for a five-man rotation. So that thing annoys me a little bit. But this is great. Great news. Mocha McCullers. I admire the hard work that it took and having to take all the criticism from us and everybody else. I do admire that he has worked his way back up to where he's going to be starting a Major League Baseball game on Sunday.
I am interested. You're not
at all complimentary of him?
No. Look, I can be complimentary of the fact that he's finally going to pitch in a big league game again. I can still be excessively annoyed and bothered by how long it took and all of the different ridiculous twists and turns we took along the way to get to the fact that, 2 years later, we're going to see him in a big league baseball game.
I can't believe that you're not happy for
McCullers. No, and I already told you, I will be excited and I will be happy when we see him pitching multiple games in the big leagues against major league hitters with a uniform on and all that stuff. It's great that he's penciled in right now, and I'm not going to be Jeremy Booth, who is he just craps all over him with Paul.
He did?
Oh, he always does. And he's like, don't believe and don't have hope, and I'll believe it when I see it.
Why does he just like him so much?
I don't know. But it's kind of his thing when I've heard them talk about it. But look, I was very clear. The excitement level and everything else is when he's pitching multiple games in the big leagues and we're not getting setbacks and we're not having issues. I'm hopeful. obviously, I'm very hopeful, but at the same time, I will be very, very kind of standoffish until we see more.
Like, I totally understand that, but I'm struggling because usually I'm the jerk of the show, that you're not tipping your cap to the journey back.
I give him credit for the fact that he never quit, right? That he kept persevering so that he's going to have another opportunity. But again, part of that struggle back and that journey back, which I struggle with, is the fact that it took so long when it just seemed, I'm not a doctor. I don't know the medical profession like that, but I kept saying he needs another procedure. He needs another procedure. The fact that after we left that White Sox series, and then I firmly believe he was done for the playoffs. They eventually said that. I was like, okay, well, get whatever needs to be done in the offseason. Get him ready so that he can get ready for the next season. We're going to be good. He didn't pitch the entire next season. He blamed the labor, the lockout on the fact that he couldn't get the right rehab people with him. And then it was get him going, set him back. Get him going, set him back until eventually he needed another surgery.
He pitched in 22. He pitched late in the year in 22. He pitched in the World Series in 22. Pitched in the playoffs. Remember he came back late in the year? Now, well, he only made 8 starts that year, but he pitched in 22.
Okay, so when was the initial White Sox?
That was in 21. That 21. Was 21 playoffs. Now, he was out for a good period of time, mm-hmm. probably pitching through the injury because he had a bone spur in his elbow, mm-hmm. and then pitched probably through an injury that required surgery. We don't know who was.
Didn't it, because it eventually came to be the elbow, the ulnar, or the something in the elbow.
Remember he had the forearm strain, and then they were like, oh, he's got a bone spur too.
Yeah.
But we don't know if like the doctor said, hey, you should have surgery after the end of 2021. He's like, no, I'll pitch through it. We don't know any of that. Like, maybe they gave him bad advice. Maybe he tried to pitch through something he shouldn't and didn't listen to doctors. That's the piece of information we just simply do not know. No,
right. So that he comes back from that one, though, right? I mean, he gets that one done.
No, he didn't get anything done. I think he just rehabbed that one. He didn't get anything after 21.
I thought he had a second procedure.
He had Tommy John after the 18 season. Right. And then he didn't have anything from 21 through 22. It was just rehab. And then after 22 is when, like, he was trying to get ready for spring training. It flared up. And then he had the flexor tendon
surgery.
That's
what I'm saying. Then he had the second surgery.
But it was
surgery.
After 22. There was nothing between 21 and 22.
Okay. But so then we had that gap before where he missed time. Then he comes back. Then then that happens. And now it's been 2 years again, right?
The last time he pitched was playoffs 2022. It's been over 2 years. 2.5 years, almost 3.
So that's almost 3 years of all the different BS that you've had to sort through and all the stuff that we've had to sit there and wait with anticipation and scratch our temples of what we don't know, to where that's why I struggle being anything more than optimistic also apprehensive about any emotion in it until I see him consistently pitching the big leagues.
Hey, Texter, the Texter that always racks up all the things that you hate, let's add Lance McCullers to the list.
Okay.
Lance McCullers needs to be on the list of things Blankers hates.
Not Lance McCullers as a person. He's a dog lover. He's a good family guy. You know, I appreciate him as a person. I just...
Sure.
The whole saga has been too much for me.
Okay. And, like, I think that's fair. My take on it's actually very different. Mine actually comes from a place of appreciation. Like, I admire that Lance McCullers, in this journey, has worked his way back to pitching in the bigs. Because, look, I don't know what the advice was after the end of 2021, but we've seen since the end of 2021 that this guy is willing to work to get back to the big league level. He's made a plenty of money in his life. He's got businesses going on. He could have very easily taken the Steven Strasburg route and said, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home and I'm just going to make this money that I've made my entire career already. I do admire the fact that being a made man, making tons of money, could easily just walk away. I admire the love of the game aspect of it, to where I'm going to bust my tail to get back to this moment. Like, what he does as a big leaguer, I think there are huge questions on many different fronts. But his journey to me is something that I tip my cap to. As one who's blasted McCullers and have made fun of McCullers and have done all of this stuff, I also have to admire the work ethic, the journey when he was struggling, both physically and mentally, to work his place back to pitching for the Houston Astros, a team that gave him a very lucrative contract for his services. He could have very easily been, I'm good. I'm not doing this anymore. But here he is working through all of this to find his way back to the big leagues. I think it's admirable.
Look, I believe that, you know, he gave it the old Jimmy V, don't give up, don't ever give up. And I will absolutely second the tip of the cap on that. And the other thing that I'll factor in is, it's my frustration because, again, we don't know what we don't know. But as an observer watching from the outside, looking in with a lot of interest, and how long all of this took and how long he's missed in two combined stints has been way too much for me. We also know that we don't know about the Astros doctors, but we know that there has been a whole lot of BS over the last couple of years that have affected a lot of players as well. That's also annoyed me, but that's why we've been close and then we haven't. We've been close, we haven't had it so many times. It's like the boy who cried wolf. I said to you guys when we were doing this before even the start of the season, when I see him pitch in the big leagues a couple of times without setbacks, then I'll start to ramp up my level of excitement with it.
I think we're having two different conversations.
We are.
Which
I tip my cap for
the
journey. But you remember his first start in Sugarland seemed like a funeral and a celebration all at the same time. It's like he still may get to the big league someday, but he had like a procession of friends and family members as if this might be the last go-round.
Yeah. No, it was. Remember they were giving him the ovation and stuff?
Yeah.
And yeah, that was kind of weird.
It was like he didn't die. We're having a celebration of career.
Like he flew out he did fly out the family to spring training to watch him pitch.
Yes. I was a little uneasy.
It was a little much. I'll concede that it was a little much for spring training. We could talk expectations and stuff too, but that to me, and look, I don't want to blow it. 713-780-ESPN. The journey for McCullers getting back, are you pleased with it? And what are the expectations now that he is back? Big news, he buried me in the H. Ah, he ain't dead yet. Lance McCullers ain't dead yet. 713-780-ESPN's the HRNP listener line. We're on YouTube at ESPN Houston. We're on Twitter at ESPN 975. Have we already been talking for 12 minutes? I feel like we're going to break way too early here, Brian. What did we start late?
Brian will break time. He'll blame
Tyler.
Did
we start late?
Let's see. When did we start? The intro hit at 3:01:49. So, yeah, we did start a little bit late.
Oh, it feels like it started at 3:05, though. This segment flew by here.
Yeah. This is what happens when you're having fun. You spent the first 2 minutes of the show harassing Tyler.
I didn't harass Tyler. Tyler, was that harassment?
Mild harassment.
That was not. I was getting to know Tyler.
You keep talking to a guy without a microphone, and Brian ain't sliding it back there.
What do you mean I was harassing him? I was talking to him. Hey, great to meet you, Tyler. Thank you for being on the show and helping us out today. That's not harassment.
Part of it was spent on telling us why you don't learn interns' names.
I didn't tell you why I didn't learn interns'
okay.
names.
Okay,
I told you I don't know interns' names.
All right,
I mean, they're only
enough.
Here for like 3 months.
That actually is fair.
I learned your name once you worked the board. Tyler,
I think
the board
Tyler's
today?
Planning on being here longer than 3 months. Tyler, nod in agreement or shake your head, yes or no. Are you planning on being here more than 3 months?
I think him sitting behind the board now is hopeful.
He is nodding his head. So.
I do have questions about the Alvin thing, though.
Yeah, why is that?
What's
wrong with Alvin?
Nolan Ryan. It's nothing that's wrong with Alvin. I have a high admiration for Alvin. It's just not high an admiration for Alvin as it is the University of Houston, the Ivy League in the South.
Of Southeast Houston?
Yes.
I mean, it still belongs to Rice.
What do you think? I mean, Anthony Rendon went to Rice. I'm just kidding. 713-780-ESPN.
Our beloved Coop.
Journey for Lance. Wow. What are the expectations now for Lance that he is back? You know one thing I did notice, though? Mm. He's pitching at Chicago Sunday, which I don't really care. Scene of the crime, whatever. The weather ain't great.
Oh, no.
55-degree high.
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like that part of it. I don't like that his first start in the big leagues is in 55-degree weather. The high's 55-degree. It's probably going to be rainy and gray, too.
If we have a pitcher with a porcelain arm, I certainly don't want him pitching in cold weather.
No. Why couldn't we get him in the
get him in
the
Arizona.
Heat. Yeah,
get him in the desert and inside.
I don't even want him at the dike. I want him somewhere where the weather is warm. Not Chicago, where it's going to be in the mid-50s. But it's great that Lance is back, right? We all think that? 713-780-3776. We're on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitter, he's at Pac-Man Joel. Brian's at Sacked by BMAC. Pretty soon we'll give Tyler's a Twitter name here, too, because he's going to take over for Brian shortly. And I'm at Jeremy Branham. We are the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You found the Killer Bees, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Did Tyler pick the song, Brian?
No, this was me. You're about to give him credit, and then you realized it was me.
I was just wondering. 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people are kind of knocking you down a little bit here, Blake. They don't like your take on McCullers.
As I've said before, I don't aim to please. I aim to be honest, and that's how I feel about it. I've been too frustrated for too long with Lance's inability to get back.
Which is, I mean, that's the way you should be. Honesty, truth takes over being liked. No one cares about being liked. Joel is annoyed at Lance. Lame AF. Well, you pronounced it wrong. It's Lance McBarista. I don't like that as much as Mocha McCullers. Lance McBarista or Mocha McCullers? Which do you like
Mocha
the most?
Mocha McCullers is better.
I like Mocha McCullers. I like the alliteration in Mocha McCullers.
Because he's more than a barista, because it's not just coffee. There's alcohol involved. There's other drinks that are available.
You know what? In honor of Lance McCullers coming back on Sunday, might get a stomach virus by, you know, here between now and then.
This is true.
He's going to go eat a bad deep dish pizza
just hope
in Chicago.
He doesn't get a bad pillow in a crick in his neck.
I mean, he didn't like Midland. Hopefully he likes Chicago. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to Maven Coffee and have a Maven Coffee either tomorrow or Friday to show my appreciation for Mocha McCullers, a man that I love. I told you I love McCullers since spring training.
Maven off of Washington?
I don't know where it's at. I'll have to wait.
I think it's off of Washington.
Well, that's not far. That's kind of on my route sometimes. Okay. I have to go I-10. Usually I go 610, but that's not that far. Lance has worked as hard as he can to get back and is always around. Remember when Justin took the year off when he was hurt, not Lance. So, same blankers, you shouldn't feel,
I mean,
the, way,
here's
you
the,
should
thing.
Feel the way you feel.
Always around or making sure that people know that he's doing his best to earn that money that he's basically getting for free.
I mean, he's not getting it for free. I mean,
but I'm saying he's not pitching.
No, but I mean, he's rehabbing. He's working his tail off to get back onto the mound.
So far, has he rehabbed more or pitched more on this contract?
It's probably pretty close.
Yeah. I think it is. I think it's pretty close, and I'm leaning right now a little bit more towards the not having pitched.
He could have went the Strasburg route. I was saying this on Inside the Icebox. We filmed it before our show, Joe George and I, which is, what day can you listen to those, Brian? I should know the answer.
Thursdays.
You listen to it on Thursdays. You can listen to it tomorrow. You can also see it on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Click on the playlist.
Freezing
and it's right
cold
there.
Takes.
He didn't go with my name, though. He suggested a name. I suggested a name, and he picked his own name.
Joe
inside,
did?
Yeah, he went with Inside the Icebox.
Yeah, but can you say the
I was,
name
I wanted it to be
the
Inside
air?
The Dyke, and he didn't like it.
That wasn't the other Icebox. Name you said.
I can't remember the other one.
Yeah, there was another name that we couldn't have said on the show.
Oh, it was about Junction Jack.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't like
we
that one.
You can't say that one.
He didn't. I don't know why he wasn't that fond of Junction Jack, but Joe was not very fond of Junction Jack. There are certain things he was not pleased with Junction Jack. He wasn't willing to do. He didn't like my names. Stuck with his name.
It's not surprising.
But that's what I was saying on the thing, though, is that, like, I appreciate his – I think he has a love for the game. Because I think if he didn't have a love for the game, I don't believe he ever pitches again. I believe he goes Strasburg where he collects his money and goes and runs Maven and sells a bunch of coffee and has his hands in a bunch of different businesses. He worked his tail off to get back. He's been in the dugout with the team quite a bit for a guy who hasn't pitched since the end of 2022. Mm-hmm. He like chirps the other team. Remember when they had like the benches clear? Like he came out and like was like the first guy like to chirp back at somebody whenever the dugout cleared. I think it was last year.
Oh, that's when they
remember
said,
that?
Yeah, they said throw the tackling dummy out there that doesn't hurt us if we lose him.
I don't remember them saying that.
No, I said that. Look, he's not if we throw him if we throw him in the front and he gets thrown out, who cares? We don't care if he gets suspended.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Lance McStarbucks. No, that's too corporate of a name. I don't like Lance McStarbucks. Plus he probably doesn't want you to like say Starbucks. He wants you to go to Maven.
Right. He wants to go to Maven.
Lance has gone through hell from the fans and still wants to come back for them. See, that's why I tip the cap. And I think you do too.
We can call him Maven Can Wait.
I don't like that one either.
Because the movie was Heaven Can Wait. You call him Maven Can Wait.
Is that any good? 713-780-ESPN. Blankers has to be the most miserable person in the world.
Yeah, I'm miserable every day. It sucks, bro.
That's what
God.
He said.
Yeah, great family, great kids. Love my job. Yeah, it sucks, man. This sucks.
Resurrected in the H instead of bury me in the H. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one. Killer Bees, my behind, sound more like the Killer Boos. What do you mean we sound like the Killer Boos? I'm commending Lance McCullers here. I'm applauding Lance McCullers. I'm not – Blankers is the one, not Killer Bees. Don't associate me with Blankers' take here.
Why can't we call him Triple H?
Well, that name's taken.
He's Houston. He's hustling. And he's hurt.
Yeah, but there's already a Triple H, Blankers. Okay, well. There's already, I mean, it's the cerebral assassin. We already have a game. We already have the game. We don't
Triple
need another
H
Triple
still
H.
Wrestling?
No, he runs it now.
So there you go. He so we don't have to worry about it. We got our own version of Triple A.
Father-in-law. Instead of being buried in the H, we can settle for Pasadena. Dang it. Why are we burying him in Pasadena? Will Lance get a walk or a strikeout first? That's an interesting prop. I would go walk. If I had to bet my own money on it, you were giving me even money, I would go walk ahead of strikeout.
I'll go hit a guy.
That wasn't the options, Brian.
I know, but I don't play by your rules. I'll say hit a guy.
Okay, it's not an option. Lance get a strikeout or a walk first? I'll go walk.
I'll go strikeout.
I hope I'm wrong there. I like being – okay, I'm not reading that one.
You started to.
I did, and then I read the rest of it. Showing up for the team so he doesn't get flack for collecting a paycheck, question mark, that's a huge stretch. LMJ reps Houston hard and loves this team.
And you rep LMJ hard, and you don't represent that team. Good job.
That's so Maven McCullers. Oh, that's not bad. You ever remember that show, That's So Raven? I think that was a Disney show.
Raven Simone.
Blankers doesn't aim to please, says another texter. Move, bad word, McCullers featuring Ludacris. Oh, and then Blankers hates a word that I cannot say. Cool. All right, 713-780-ESPN. What are the expectations now for Lance? Now that, you know, half of us are happy that Lance has, you know, had this health journey and is recovered and is going to pitch again on Sunday, let's focus the conversation now on the expectation for Lance McCullers. What is the expectation you have for Moka McCullers?
From my standpoint, I mean, I don't have much, but I'm encouraged by, through this rehab process, that he seems to, the velocity seems to be good. The reports are, if you want to believe him, but I have no choice but to believe him, that he has no issues with throwing all of his repertoire of pitches. His last start, he didn't give up any runs. If people are worried about how, you know, what his line score looks like in some of these rehab appearances, and that is, you know, he's getting more stretched out and the velocity still seems to be there. So those are the kind of things that I'm encouraged by, that if he comes back, I just don't have a good feeling about Blue Ball pitching well today.
He hasn't started yet.
I just don't have a good feeling with him being the guy that they're going to lean on and throw, you know, waiting for Eric Geddy to come back as good as they've gotten production out of Wisniewski and Gusto. I have optimism that I believe that McCullers can be a guy that can end up being a guy in this rotation.
I think that's fair expectation. I am looking at Lance McCullers' return where I have zero expectation. I think it's fair to put expectation onto him. Now, this is like the realistic part of McCullers coming back. I love that he worked his way back, as I've made it pretty clear. And I tip my cap and all of that, or whatever, blah, 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 blah. What he does the rest of the year on the mound, I think it's unfair for anybody to be like, this is what I expect him to do. Oh, he's going to have an under 350 ERA. He's going to have an under 4 ERA, blah, 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 blah. For me, this is a guy on three different angles that should realistically be a shell of himself. One, he hasn't pitched since the end of 2022. It's over 2 years, almost 2.5 years, almost 3 years. So that alone is a reason that he has every right to not be good, not to be good anymore. He's coming off a second major surgery to his throwing arm. That is another reason of why Lance McCullers should be no good anymore at this stage of his career. Lance McCullers is 31 years old now, and we see all the time that pitchers, once they enter their 30s, start to fade a bit. The average baseball player trajectory, they peak in their late 20s and they start to fade after their late 20s. So Lance McCullers has three different reasons to not be the pitcher he used to be, to not, you know, maybe even be Major League Baseball average. The second arm surgery, hasn't pitched in 2.5 years, and is now in his 30s. Last time we saw him, he was in his late 20s. That's why I don't have any expectation for Lance McCullers. That's why I don't want to put unfair expectation on Lance McCullers. Now, if he does those things, if he has a sub-4 ERA, he solidifies the number 3 or number 4 spot in this rotation, it is an unbelievable story. But I think it's very unfair sitting behind this microphone right now saying, this is what I expect Lance McCullers to do in 2025.
Yeah, I think this is the last shot. I think this is the last hurrah. This is the last go at it. So I'm not going to sit there and tell you anything about his earned run average. I'm not going to, I want him to be stretched out. I want him to be healthy. I want him to be able to throw all of his pitches. And then I want to see what he can do, because I believe that if he can do even a fraction of what he used, because I don't expect him to be the old Lance McCullers. I think it's unfair of anybody to expect him to be the old Lance McCullers. But when you see some of the pitches that he's been able to throw and you get the reports that the velocity hasn't gone down, I believe that he pitches between the ears as well as he just throws pitches well enough that he can compete. But this is it. I mean, if he gets hurt again or he doesn't do well, I just don't – I think we're out of – for me personally, I'm out of second chances.
I would love for him to be who he used to be.
I just don't think he's going
to – Same. Yeah. I don't believe he'll be the old Lance McCullers. But if he is the old Lance McCullers, how awesome would that be?
Like, trade from.
So I'm not going to have any expectations. Like, I'm just going ahead and put that out there. Like, I'm going to take it for what it is. It's a great recovery. Awesome that he's back. We'll see where it goes. Now, if we do entertain the idea that he solidifies one of these rotation spots, like, it doesn't even have to be the top three. Like, it could be the number five rotation spot. What it does for the organizational depth of the starting rotation is tremendous.
Yes.
It is fantastic.
Because you're going to get Arrigetti back, right? And so that's another arm you're getting back, regardless of anybody else. And again, I'm sick and tired of talking about the other guys that maybe could be some days with Garcia's and with, you know, all the guys that have been hurt and had surgeries that I'm not going to rely on right now and I'm not going to worry about, because, again, we've had setbacks there. But when you have the ability, because of Wisniewski pitching his tail off so far this year, with Gusto looking like he can be a productive arm, you have so many different options from a starting pitching, whether you want to go six-man, whether you want to look at trade opportunities, if there's a player you want to add, but you have depth, you have starting pitching depth that is effective. It's not just like, again, like guys in Sugarland that you bring up that end up getting lit up or show that they're not ready to go.
Yeah, hopefully Blue Ball can add to that organizational depth too. First pitch of the final game of the series between the Astros and the Tigers at 6:05. So we'll see what Blue Ball has. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Chuck, you're in the Hive. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, fellas? Jeremy, are you absolutely insane? You have no expectations for a man making $17 million a year?
Nope.
Basically been on IR his last 3 years?
No,
I
how
have
could
all
you?
The expectation in the world. He should be good. God.
How? Hold on, Chuck. Let me follow up a question with you. And look, I hear you on the money aspect of it. Like, you need to get a return on the investment and the salary and all of that. But you also mentioned the he's been 2 years on the shelf. How could you have any expectation for a guy who's been hurt 2.5 years?
They quit. He should
you
have
want him to quit?
On himself. If he can't pitch, quit. Stop taking the money.
He's literally pitching
on
Sunday,
man.
Chuck. He's literally pitching on Sunday. He's pitching on Sunday.
That's why I have expectation on him.
Okay, what is your expectation on
him? You have no expectation.
What's your expectation on Lance?
Five innings pitch, 3 earned runs.
Okay, I meant like the rest of the, I meant like the rest of the
rest
season.
Of the season. Yeah, Chuck.
Well, I mean, you know, I just expect him to. I don't expect him to stay healthy. That's obvious. But for at least one game, I want 5 innings, three runs.
Okay, I think that's fair.
That's my expectation.
Chuck, do you think between that and the end of the year that he will be a member of the rotation?
Actually, I think he does. I think he will. I mean, good Lord, you've been on the shelf for 3 years.
I don't know how that bodes well for him, though, Chuck. Like, how does that bode well that he's been on the shelf for 3 years? That's a negative, not a positive.
Well, I don't know. All I know is the man has a pitch, so his arm should be healthy now.
He's had surgery.
I mean, you can only grind so many beans of coffee. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
You call him Mocha McCullers for nothing.
That's a good point, Chuck. You're right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Come on.
That's true. I appreciate the call. Love the passion.
He can keep saving dogs.
And I mean, Chuck's point about the salary. I mean, is it helpful for a $17 million a year pitcher to pitch well, or is it, you know, a hindrance when the $17 million a year pitcher doesn't log an inning? So, like, the finances, I agree with Chuck. I think it's a fair thing to wish upon that Lance McCullers, who's making $17 million a year, can provide some innings, some depth. Now, he said the 3 runs over 5 innings. Like, that's a 5.40 ERA. Like, that's not fantastic, but at least he's logging some innings there.
I think that's more like, I think right now we're kind of spoiled because the two guys that we thought would be vying for the fifth spot in the rotation, one guy we didn't even think was going to be factoring in, are pitching better than that and exceeding expectations at the back end of the rotation. If Lance can do that or better, then that's fantastic. But yeah, I even have worries if that's his ERA, because I think that with an offensive team, the way this team has performed so far this year, that I would hope it's a little better because they might need a little bit more. But at this point, I'll take what I can get from him so that they can make a final determination on what he's going to do for the rest of his career with this Astros organization.
713-780-ESPN. What are your expectations for Mocha McCullers the rest of the year, or even Sunday, if you want to go that route, too? 713-780-ESPN. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
You found the Killer Bees, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees.
Killer Bees.
Oh, I forgot to hit the...
Hit the button. Never have learned before.
Brian, why is he struggling under your tutelage?
Oh, the first rep has to be perfect?
I didn't say perfect. Just hit the mic. That's the number one thing you got to get right.
Easy.
Turn on the talent's mic.
I mean,
first rep ever? Has he not repped on other shows?
No, first rep ever. That was the first one ever.
Well, good that we're the guinea pig.
What is the, what
honestly,
is rule one?
Honestly, I think
one?
It might be an improvement when the microphones are
what
off.
What is rule? Oh.
Wow.
Oh, that's what the Twitchers say about you.
I know.
What is rule one that you taught Tyler today?
Relax. Don't panic.
Not turn on the mics?
Well, we went over it, yes.
I'm just kidding, Tyler. You're doing a great job. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line.
He told him the moment of truth is right after you get almost done broaching a subject, that pause is your go button. You get in there.
He told him to turn Blanker's mic on Branham's mic off, which not a bad strategy. 713-780-ESPN. Texter, Astros are playing right now. Blue ball got lit up. I don't believe you. They've played 6:05. That's why the shin has to go shin 1 and shin 2.0 is because the Astros and the Rockets overlap tonight. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go back out to the HRP listener line. Jason, you're in the Hive. What's up, Jason?
Yeah, I just heard about the Texter coming in, too.
That wrong, that idiot.
Astros are playing right now, right?
No, they played 6-5.
Wait, what do you mean, right? They won
that
last night.
That Blue Bell already pitched.
Yeah, tonight he makes his debut, 6:05. Appreciate
come on now, my buddy's at the game right now. What are you talking about?
He lied to you, and that's why you're not there. If you were there, then maybe we would have something.
Is your buddy married or something?
If you're not there, then...
It's a text from a future game. My bad.
Appreciate you calling in, Jason. Thank you for listening. 713-780-ESPN.
They were supposed to play golf today. You said, no, I got tickets to the game. They're just not playing.
You know what's funny? You saw me come out of the other room, and I came and sat down for like a second, and right whenever the... They went back to like the sixth inning. The people that they showed on the game were my friends. Like the very first
image.
Yeah, very first image. Where they're like, I know those guys. I mean, one of them was an acquaintance. One of them was a friend.
Huh.
And I sent them the picture. I was like, hey, you guys are famous. You are on TV. Some people want to talk about Chuck's phone call. We don't like it when texters ridicule callers. We're not going to read these texts. Like this guy says that guy's an idiot. We're not going to let you rag on Chuck. Texter says Chuck has no good points. I mean, he had the courage to call. You're sitting behind your phone texting in. I'm not going to read negative Chuck comments. Chuck, a real one. Here's a good one. Chuck, a real one. Pitch or get out. LOL. I mean, wouldn't that be worse, though, if he got out? Like, now it's all gone. All the money that you're spending to him, like, you're getting no return on it.
Yeah,
so, like, wouldn't you rather see him at least try to get back out there?
I think you have to try until you just have exhausted every opportunity. That's why I said I think this is probably the last hurrah on that. But at a certain point, you'd like to see some return on the investment, enough to say that, hey, when he did come back, he was able to do this for us. I'm not sure what this is going to be, but at least... There's another chance that maybe he'll provide something for that money.
Yeah. It was, I mean, hopefully he pitches well. I have inside information that Pena will hit a homer off the first pitch. Place that bet if you really believe that.
Yeah, seriously.
He's been good in the leadoff spot, too, so it wouldn't shock me if he did that. Texter says, quote unquote, talent. Come on. You listen to us every day. You think we're very talented. We need a segment called Blanker's Hates, a Friday segment of five things he didn't like in the week of life or sports. You're welcome. That's actually a great idea.
That could be a Will of
Bits. That is a really good idea. Gross, you up for it?
Gross Point Blank, sure.
Is that what you want to call it?
I mean, that was a movie.
I know. But
well, I think we did one Will of Bits.
That's a good idea.
The way we strategically nailed McCullers' nickname, I think, yeah, we can kick it around.
No, are you up for that? It had to be every week either. We don't want to force it. But like it just accrues over time. Five things.
I mean, I'm angry every day at least once. I can do it.
Start writing down the things that make you angry, and we get five, we'll do a Will of Bit Blankers Hates. Or whatever you want to call it. Gross Point Blanks.
Puppies, kids.
Yeah. So those have already been used. So five new ones.
Nickel corners.
So from this point
rockets,
forward,
switchers.
Things that you hate. Five of them. Kind of like
Jeremy. Damn it, he beat me to it.
Who'd you say? What did he say?
Jeremy. Well,
what did we both say?
Why do you hate Pena?
No. Pena.
What's your
fine.
Beef with
I
Pena?
I hate that Brian calls him Pena.
Yeah, that's a little annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a gringo.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, ever.
Ever. There's no way I've done that.
Pena.
Pinion tail on the donkey.
It's like the Baytown baddie whenever you say his name.
And I'm Mexico.
No, you're not.
I know.
For the joke. You're in the antithesis of that. I'm only half. Blanker's married into it. What do you got?
I married
what's
a girl
closest,
from Michigan. Yeah,
what's so. The closest the degree of separation you have to
he
a Mexican?
Likes
friends. There was the lead singer of my band when I was in my 20s.
And your ska band was
Mexican, yeah.
That's a good idea, though, Texter. We're gonna do that. Blanker's five things he hates. Whenever they accrue up, we'll do that as a will of bit. It's a good idea.
Five things I hate about Hugh. H-O-U.
Just when they add up. We don't have to force it. Let's let it breathe a little bit. It's a good idea, Texter. Tip the cap. That's a good idea. We'll do it. Texter says expectation for McCullers, 4 innings, 76 pitches, 4 hits, 3 runs. Making his first start in 2.5 years, I would take that, actually. I have no problem with that on Sunday.
Yeah.
You don't want him to do that every start, but Sunday, that's fine, even though it's the White Sox.
Well, but the weather factors in, too.
I don't love that.
I hate that.
I would almost wait to use him.
Yeah, I would almost hope for rain.
I can get you a rain out.
Well, let's do it. Because I just, if he's coming back with his, like I said, with as fragile as that arm seems to be and has been, I don't like him coming back in cold weather.
Yeah, I don't, what is more important? Like, as we make this a serious conversation, is it more important to keep him on his normal schedule, or is it more important to give him optimal heat?
Optimal heat to me
is because, he a lizard?
Because of the fact that he doesn't have a normal schedule, right? I don't even think he has a normal schedule. I mean, look, he had a stomach bug that took him off his normal schedule 2 weeks ago. I don't think that there is a set in stone.
No, there's a set. I mean, he's been pitching every weekend. And that one,
right,
that
but I'm saying not like every fourth day.
No, but he's been pitching, I think it's every sixth day.
Okay.
Had he pitched like every Sunday, or has it been Saturday? Like every Saturday or Sunday for like the last 4 weeks, with the exception of Midland, because he didn't like what Billy Bob
pitched for
Thornton
the Tigers today, and they sat him out for one turn through the rotation so that he had 13 days off.
Who was that?
Job, the pitcher for the Tigers.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Astros are doing that with Wesneski.
So there you go. So now that's why I'm not worried at all about his quote unquote schedule. I'm just worried about him having the everything as conducive as possible to him not getting hurt and having a chance to succeed. Cold weather with him, that doesn't seem good to me.
No, I really didn't like that either. I didn't love that. That whenever I looked that up, I can get you a rain out, Bill Durham.
Yep.
Look at that guy. Look at that Texter showing off his movie knowledge. Look at that flex. I'm going to show off to the Killer Bees, letting them know I know where that quote came from. McCullers, bullpen or rotation for you?
I think it's for him too, but I think I've been pretty staunch all along that his role on this team is a starting pitcher.
Yeah, I don't think it's up for debate. I think it makes more sense for him to be a starter too, because I actually think keeping him on schedule versus the unknown of when to pitch is, I think it's the opposite of what he needs to be doing. And I've talked to some pitchers too, because there's been studies that say the opposite, that it's better for the arm to pitch out of the pen than start. I've talked to people who've done it, and you've done it. I think it's, from what I've learned talking to people, they think it's easier to be a starter.
Totally agree.
For the arm. The name for the blank hating segment definitely has to be a pun or cliche. Yeah, it does. We'll workshop on it. Yep. Lance getting to pitch against the team he initially got hurt against by terrible umpiring in a game he should never had to have pitched in. Same game that almost derailed Jake Myers' career. I thought Myers was earlier in the series.
I don't recall when Jake got hurt.
I thought it was like game one or game two. No, you know what? It was in Chicago. It was in Chicago, but I don't know if it was that same game that McCullers got hurt or whatever. 713-780-ESPN, HRNP, listener line. One more. Over-under games until he's hurt again.
Oh, man. I certainly hope it's a big number. I'm going to say that he doesn't get hurt the rest of the season.
Wow. That's surprising coming from you.
Because I'm trying to be extremely optimistic. Plus, I don't know how much there's left to hurt. I think everything's been reconstructed.
That's a pretty good point.
Yeah.
What do they call him? Like the bionic man?
Maybe he could do the Arrighetti and break a thumb or something, and it won't be anything that has to be structurally, surgically repaired.
Astros nowhere, just stay healthy. SMC, 5 innings of 2-run ball with a report the next day that he's sore and will skip his next start. Oh, dang, that's not a good one. I thought that read to be a positive tweet for the first half of that sentence, and then the second half of the sentence took a drastic turn. Astros locker on Twitter, 14 regular season starts, sub-4 ERA, some control problems that limit his innings. I sign up for that.
I
14
would too.
Starts and a sub-4 ERA, give me.
I don't see him having control issues, but I'll take everything else.
I'm done. I'm in.
Yeah?
Like, that sounds outstanding to me. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRNP, listening on. You had something
that
to say.
That text is fantastic, by the way.
I didn't see it.
Because when you asked me how long till he gets hurt again, they said it's safe to say that Lance is being called up for a cup of coffee.
That's pretty good.
That's really well played.
You won the internet today.
Yes, that was well done.
If we had, if we appreciated, you know, our texters and stuff, that'd be the win. that's the text of the day.
Yes, it is.
Did another show do a text of the day?
There has to be.
I mean, I know other shows have done text of the day,
yeah,
but one
I mean.
Locally?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, they did champs, but not text.
Yeah, text of the day is pretty good. Lance McCullers is going to roll his ankle walking out of the dugout on his first start. Fake Tony Stark. See, you say that, and I could see it happening.
I could see it happening, too.
Yeah.
Who did it on the dugout steps a couple years ago?
Wasn't it Fromber?
Yes, it was.
Fromber.
Yeah, he missed a start because he missed a step or something like that.
Yeah, he like stepped on the
dugout
steps.
Yeah, they
got to
put the ramps in. They got to put the ramps in for
what,
McCullers.
Like he's coming up in a wheelchair?
No, just the fact that so he doesn't miss a step.
Yeah.
Can't say it hasn't been done before, Brian, because Fromber sprained his ankle missing a step, and then he missed a start.
And some places require it, too.
That's right.
Yeah, we can make that law.
He might qualify.
Are the Astros in violation?
It's possible.
Yeah, they might be. But they have a labor union, so I think they're okay. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Bucks lost yesterday.
They did.
With the Bucks losing yesterday, there is a there's a conversation out there about Giannis being available. Is this something that you would actually kick around? We're talking about this before the Rocket season's even done. 713-780-ESPN, Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, and ESPN 92.5. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, listen up. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer you can trust for a variety of reasons. We all know that the car buying process is no fun. Are they taking advantage of me? Are they upcharging me? Is this warranty way too long? What am I even paying for? I don't even know. But at Monument Chevrolet, you're not going to run into those issues. They're transparent, no hassle pricing. You're going to get your car shopping done fast. And they've been the trusted dealership in the Houston area for 50 years. Generations of families keep going back to Monument Chevrolet because these families trust the people at Monument Chevrolet because of their transparency, because they're not going to hassle you. It's a great feeling when you're there, too. Family feel, friendly atmosphere, the culture's fantastic, and the people, top-notch, like Luis, the salesperson of the week. He's been selling cars for many years. He's knowledgeable. He's responsive to the customer, always in communication. Where do you get that? Your car buying process. You get it with Luis. You get it at Monument Chevrolet. Luis never gives up on finding the right deal for his customer. On top of that, he is a Spanish speaker. Now is the time to get over to Monument Chevrolet. If you're looking for a vehicle for your business, Monument Chevrolet has you covered there, too. They're one of the best dealerships nationwide in commercial vehicles. Sells a huge selection of work trucks, vans, SUVs. Monument Chevrolet has the perfect vehicle for businesses of any size or inventory. Get a fair deal, a fast deal, an easy deal without wasting your time and aggravating stressful negotiations. Get out to Monument Chevrolet over there at 225 and Beltway 8. Massive, massive plot of land. It's like their own little suburb out there. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. Get out to Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
People are still banging on old Lance. We're ready to move on and people are banging on him.
What was it a couple weeks ago that they were just unsolicitedly banging on Lance?
Yeah.
We just kept getting random bang on Lance texts.
I think he sent like 75% of them. Why are y'all banging on Lance today? 713-780-ESPN. Today should be a joyous occasion. Should be a joyous day. We should all be.
Sent those?
Keith.
Oh, Keith.
Keith, who all, likes the old baseball players.
Right.
I shouldn't limit him to baseball players. He likes the old people. He likes old athletes.
You know, that's a story in Fort Bend, though.
Old athletes?
No, the banging, like, send the texts and the messages yourself to bang on you from a different account.
What?
So during this last election, there was someone running for office, some kind of office in Fort Bend, and got arrested because they created a fake account on Facebook to send negative and racial comments to them so that they could play the sympathy card.
That's weird.
I think they were being attacked. And then he was friends with the judge, who then also got indicted.
What a weird deal.
Same thing. Yeah, it's still going on.
This is where you live.
Yeah.
By choice.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I love my Fort Benders. They're fine. When you look up the definition of Murphy's Law, you'll see a picture of Lance McCullers. Why are we banging on Lance? 713-780-ESPN. Lance is going to get his feelings hurt and be out 4 weeks. What? Come on. He's got great emotion. He's not sensitive at all. 713-780-3776.
That's ridiculous. It's going to be at least 6 weeks.
Come on, Brian. Brian's, you know what's funny about that? Is that Brian shoved Tyler out of the way in his rolly chair so he could drop in that line.
Yep.
That's like how much you like that
sitting
line.
Here, settle down.
What he said was he was showing Tyler pass blocking technique where you just use the quick jab with
the open
hand.
You got to have the quick jab. You got to have your anchor set. Yeah, exactly.
Look like Quentin Nelson back there pushing Tyler out of the way.
Do tell, Brian, how often do you get your anchor set?
Have McCullers pitch three innings and work up from then. I mean, he's going to pitch probably a finite number of pitches, whatever that finite number of pitches is. It's not going to be so much innings. It'll be finite number of pitches.
I was betting the under.
Of three?
No, of his
anchors?
Yes.
Yeah. Why does BMAC have a problem with people in wheelchairs?
I don't have a problem with people in wheelchairs. I want them to be helped out.
Jeremy's got a problem with people who can't see.
That's not true.
Yeah, you did bang on a blind guy last night.
I didn't say anything that was derogatory towards him. I wasn't mean to him.
You did wonder aloud if a blind guy could see the game last night.
Yeah, watching the game.
That's not true.
Yes, it was.
He replayed the audio.
No, I didn't wonder if he could see the game. I said, like, Willie, you saw the game. I didn't wonder if he could. It was a slip of the tongue.
I think he said yes. Willie will be watching tonight.
Of the five blind jokes, that was the one that slipped the tongue.
Yeah. Now we got the first entry to your hates. Joel hates puppies and kids.
I hate people in wheelchairs. I was not at all hateful to the blind. I was just pointing out that he is blind. That's very different.
You're pointing out the fact that he's blind to a guy that's been blind for years?
I didn't point it out to Willie. I didn't point out to Willie that you're blind. Hey, Willie, can you see that? I didn't do that to Willie.
I mean,
directly.
You did do it on the way out of him calling into the show.
I don't think so.
You did.
I don't think so.
I just think that it would be unfair to assume that once his call was over that he wasn't listening and didn't listen the rest of the show. I'm pretty sure he caught some of the barrage.
No. I mean, nothing I said was derogatory to Willie. I just pointed out he couldn't see. That's not the same.
I think he's aware.
That's not hateful. I wasn't pointing out to Willie. I was pointing out to everybody
else. Dialed in?
No, I said he found the digits.
There was a comment. He found the buttons to dial in.
Oof. We did. I don't know what's so funny about that. It's not as easy for Willie to call us as it is for Chuck.
Fair.
That's why I admire Willie.
That is accurate.
Yeah. It's coming from a place of admiration, not disdain or hate. I don't know how y'all don't see that.
You don't think he has voice commands on his phone?
I don't know.
And us, I'm sure he's got us locked in.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I couldn't tell you that.
I don't know that information. Call ESPN 97.5. It can call 97.5. He calls in a lot.
Willie, let us know what you think of Lance McCullers, expectations you have of Lance McCullers. I'd like to get your opinion on it. 713-780-ESPN. Let's have the Giannis. Let's have the Giannis conversation. Do you want the Rockets to acquire Giannis? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.